podcast. You're listening to Two Less Boys, One More Pony by Mr. Bunny, Miss Namai Benta. You better listen up. Have a good day.
I'm Anthony Bunny from Flag.
Yeah, all the way from Flagtown, man. Bunny's in Shiprock now, man. We're just chilling. You know, we had an eventful night last night.
The reason why we didn't record, man, I was in jail, you know.
He was in jail, man. For shoplifting.
And, I was trying to upload a certain type of video.
He got caught uploading the infamous State Line video. Pirated. It was pirated. It was a
bootleg. It was a bootleg.
It was a parody. He was just like, you know what? I'm going to reenact it. And, you know, didn't go as well.
No.
As the plan.
So, Mikey had to pawn his saddle.
I did, man. I had to pawn my saddle. I bought a saddle and I didn't even have a horse, man. The reason why we didn't record a podcast is our schedules last week was just super, super crazy busy.
Easter was in play.
Easter was in play. We're still recovering from Easter. I was still recovering for Saturday night. If you guys didn't know, I was DJing over at the garage in Durango, Colorado last Saturday. And again, last night. And it was good, man. Last night was slow. It was steady, but...
Yeah.
If you guys know me and Bunny, like, if you guys know us, like, we make it fun.
Yeah.
Like, we, you know, we don't care if there's one person there, two people, whatever. Like, we are going to have a good time.
That's what we did, man.
You know, played all the good jams. We're out there dancing. Some people were... Okay, let's just get this off my chest, all right? If you guys are going to request a song, if you guys are going to come up and request a song and it's a whack-ass song...
Bust a groove!
Bust a groove, man. Don't just request a song and then go back to your table and, you know, vibe over there. Get on the dance floor, man.
Shit.
We had a lot of those last night, man. Like, these people were coming up requesting all these songs.
And they're
not even tipping, you know? Yeah. They're not even tipping or anything and requesting these whack-ass songs, man. And as soon as it gets played, like, they're just sitting at their table just, you know, not even no movement, not even, like, a vibe or anything, man. They're just freaking... You wasted my time. That's all I'm going to say, all right? You wasted my time.
You wasted three minutes.
Yep, you wasted 3 minutes. Those are 3 minutes of your life never going to get back at all.
I really wanted to hear some jams that were like bangers, you know?
They were fire, man.
We got to sit there and listen to some stupid shit that we didn't even fucking heard before.
Yep, exactly. And then if you're going to request... a slow-ass song, too, as well. Something that people are not going to vibe to. Yeah. They're going to kill the vibe.
Bring your girl, man.
You know, like I said, man, tip me, man. If I'm going to risk my name as a DJ to play your whack song, then you're going to have to tip me, and you're going to have to get out there and vibe, man.
Yeah. Take her out there, man. You requested it.
Yep.
Or take him out there.
Take him out there.
Either way, man.
Dang, you're there to have a good time. You're there to vibe out.
Even if it ain't, you know, if it's not your man or not your girl.
There you go, man.
Just go out there and dance.
Yep, just have a good time. And that's what we do, man, you know.
I mean,
play a jam, and then we'll just go out there, have a good time. We'll dance. And, and it worked, man. It worked, man. We drew a crowd last night. I played a certain jam, and then Bunny was out there dancing. And he drew a crowd, man. He just came out of nowhere and started dancing. And I think it was a dog that came out of nowhere and started humping his legs.
Yeah. So I returned the favor, man.
Yeah, hey, I humped it back. You humped it back, man.
Yogurty.
There you go, man. But, man, it was good.
It was good.
It was a good time.
It was a fun time, man.
It was just a trial run, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The owner, whoever the guy was, man, he was super awesome, man. And he complimented everything that I played, everything, you know, keeping in mind and stuff. And, you know, hopefully it goes good, man. And
like,
and
the service, too, was good, man.
The service was good, man.
I was just a nobody, you know. I was just tagging on, but he made sure I was good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When you're with me, man, you get the VIP treatment. Yeah,
VIP.
VIP.
Now I know what some of them girls were like.
Groupie, huh? Yeah.
I took your spot, man. You guys don't know how to act. That's why.
Yeah, man. And I'm gonna say this too, man. Thank you guys so much for all the support, man. For everybody that did show up, that I didn't expect to show up. You know, they showed up. And for those of you guys,
for those of you that, man, I told you to stay home.
Yeah, man.
And you still came out.
You still came out, man. Fuck you. You try to ruin my night, man. Nah, man, that's not gonna play, man.
Nah.
Man, and I don't cuss too often, but yeah, man, that deserves a fuck you, man. You try to kill my vibe, but man, my vibe was too strong, man. Mm-hmm. But man, yeah, thanks for everybody that came out. Yep. And for the ones that said, you know, they were hyping it up all week, man, I was disappointed, man. They're just like, oh yeah, I'm gonna bring like 12 friends. I was like, all right, cool, man, we'll see. You know, bet. Nothing, man. They even show up, got them next time. Yep.
Crickets.
And
but it was fun, man. I always have fun, man. Like,
heck yeah, man.
If there's music involved, man, fuck, I'm grooving. Either I'm grooving or I'm dancing or vibing out.
Yep.
Whatever, man. And I'll vibe out to whatever you guys request, man. And then, like, if it's a dancing jam, fuck, I'll get out there and do it.
Yep.
I'll do it for you since you requested it and you ain't gonna do shit.
Yeah, there you go, man. And but yeah, it was a good vibe, man. It was fun, and you know, hopefully I'm back there again. Everybody was already asking me after everything was done. Oh, next Saturday I'll be there. I'm just like, but I might not be. I was like, I might not be making this now. Yeah. Right? But like I said, you know, the owner, the manager, whatever, they liked it, man. And so it was a good time, man. And there was actually some people out from a different bar that were there last night, too, as well.
Yeah,
and,
man,
they were just, like, freaking vibing. They were complimenting the music. They were just like, yo, we need to get you back. You know, we need to get you at our bar and all this stuff. And I was just like, just hit me up, man.
And I was handing out cards like crazy, man.
Yeah, man. Bunny was
politicking for
me,
Quinceañera,
you know, and... Yeah. Birthday party.
Funeral.
A funeral. Yeah. Divorce party. Hey, a funeral, man.
He does funerals, bro.
Man, speaking of funerals, man, R.I.P. to DMX, man.
For real, dude.
Legend,
we was playing his jams, you know, throughout the night, bro. And it was fun, man, because all his shit was like, either you can dance to it, Get a sniff job to it. And you know what's weird is that we told that story, dude.
Yep.
And it involved DMX.
We
were true fans, man.
We were, man. That's how big of fans we were, man. Yep. That we used.
No cap, man.
You know, his that was our theme music that night while the homie was getting sniffed out, you know? but it was good, man. I mean, it's sad, you know? It was really, really sad.
It sucks, man, because his music was so good, dude.
Yeah, like, it is, man. And for all you guys that just jumped on the bandwagon, you know, because he died, fuck you.
Yeah. Again, man.
Oh, man, but it's all jokes, man. But DMX, man, lost a legend. Earl Simmons, rest in peace, R.I.P. Music will live long, will live forever.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Heck yeah, man.
It shouldn't be we shouldn't mourn the people. We shouldn't after be jamming this shit after they after fucking die, you know? Man. You should be jamming it, like, regardless, man.
Yep, like, right now, man. Like,
fuck.
Like, what do you call
like
it?
Like, if Tekashi died, bro, like, I probably
wouldn't jam it at all.
Ain't nothing to jam to, bro.
Yeah, ain't nothing to jam to.
I mean, I know, you know, it's I don't know, you might like Tekashi, some of y'all, man, but I'm just letting you know, I don't like him. Fuck, I'll tell you proudly.
Yeah, there you go, man. Hey, yeah. That's freaking funny,
but,
though. But it was a good weekend, man. It was a really good weekend.
How was your week, bro?
My week was crazy busy, bro. It was just work and home and school and...
Handies.
Handies. Oh, but yeah, it was pretty busy, man. You know, it kept me busy. I was tired most of the time, bro. Like, I don't even know why. I felt like I was tired the rest of the week, and, you know, it was just, I was just trying to recover, still trying to recover, mm-hmm. not from, like, alcohol or anything, but just trying to get rested up. And
well, it's been a while, you know, and then yeah. having to stay up that late and do
yeah,
that again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Man, they close at 2, so if you guys are in the area and you guys are on lockdown or you guys are on curfew, come to Durango. Go mm-hmm. to Durango. They're open 100%. You don't even need your mask. You can walk in with the mask and then take it off as soon as you walk in there, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, they're open until 2 o'clock. All the bars are open until 2 o'clock.
But still stay clean, though.
Yep, man. Stay clean. You guys got to remember that. Please stay clean.
It ain't over yet, but
yep,
still.
Remember to wash your hands, sanitize. If you guys are around COVID people, you know, you guys need to get out of there, get tested. And don't be one of those people that know that they've been around somebody that has COVID and then and then all of a sudden get sick and say like, oh, well, I didn't know. No, you did know, you know? Yeah. You did know. You knew that person had COVID. You knew that person had symptoms, but you still around them. But, yeah. you know, if you were around them. And,
there's always another weekend, you know? There's
yeah,
always another.
There's another weekend, man. And especially, oh, man, I hate to say this, man, but especially Johns and Navajos. And Navajos are just.
To Earl Simmons.
Earl Simmons, there you go.
Hey,
man, it's just tea, man. All you guys are going to start spreading rumors. Oh, man, these guys are just glonies. I mean, yeah. real early in the morning.
I don't care.
Hey. I don't care. Oh, man, it's crazy how rumors get started.
I
huh?
do, bro. And they grow legs, man.
They grow legs and they go everywhere, bro.
They're like little Legos, bro. One, you know, like a rumor will start. Someone will build it.
Yep.
And then people start adding to that Lego. Yep. You know? Oh, and all of a sudden man. They put wheels on it. And then it fucking takes off,
yeah,
bro.
The helicopter. And then next thing you know, the spaceship. Next thing you know, the transformer. Mm-hmm. And then you just imagine that you just started out with just one piece, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
It was a red piece to be specific.
Yeah, there you go.
And all of a sudden it's fucking colorful and all kinds of shit, man.
It's
and
the rainbow flag.
It's the, yeah.
Next thing you know, when you start building
the
rumors.
Elemental
then,
peak community.
Yeah. When you start building the Legos, and then when you're done with it, it's the LGBT flag.
No.
Hey. You're like, oh, fucking dang, rainbow. I didn't know I made this thing.
Dang.
Dang.
It's because I that little thing I said.
Yeah, off of that little thing I said, man. That's
boom.
Too funny.
But that's how it is, though, man.
Yep.
People got to feed. They got to input their story, man, of how they interpret it, you know?
Yeah,
and it's
yeah.
like... Yeah, it's totally not even true.
Yeah, man, it's crazy.
If you want to know the truth, just come ask,
exactly,
man.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. If you guys want to know the truth about me, if you guys want to know what I'm doing, just come ask me. And don't start asking around for people or, you know, trying to find information on me and everything. And it's hard, man. It's hard now because I'm getting back out there, like, as far as DJing. You know, I'm getting busy again. Hey, getting busy sounds all rowdy, and hey. But I'm getting busy again. And
again and again.
And again and again. And some certain people, you know, have to put their input. Oh, I saw Mike. Oh, I saw Mike here. I saw Mike there. And I'm just like, oh, this is stupid. And then it's, I don't know, man. It's just a snowball effect, you know? Just keeps going on and on and on. But like we say and I say, if you guys want to know the truth, come to me. You guys got my number. You know, ask, email.
Just ask
me. That's all, man. That's all you
just
gotta do.
Ask me.
Ask. You better ask somebody.
Just ask me.
Man, but other
don't
than
even
that,
put
man,
the K in it. Just ask me.
Yeah, just ask me, man.
Yeah.
Man, but other than that, man, you know, it's hard to be in the spotlight.
Yeah. You know how it is, man.
Yeah, man, freaking end up like state line. I'll just joke you. But a special announcement, man. If you guys are out there, you know, and you guys listen to good music, and got a really good friend of mine, Superman, coming out with his new album, Medicine Bundle. He actually got a single that's going to be coming out April 11th. It's going to be on Shade 45. It's called All Right. I play it every time that I can. You know, I already listened to the album. The album's fire. And, man, it's going to be one of those albums where you just put on repeat, bro. You know, so shout out to Superman. Did an intro for us a couple months back. And that's my dude, man. That's my best friend, man. And, you know, a lot of people don't know the stuff that we've done and, you know, just the connection that we have, man. That's family. Yeah. It's not even my friends. Family right there, man. My brother from another mother, man. So I'm excited for that, even though I've heard it. You know, even though I heard it, I'm pretty excited about it. But, Yeah, man, just a little plug in there. And if you guys like good music too as well, go to www.crowresradio.com. Mm-hmm. That's his radio station there. You guys can listen to all the... It's kind of like a really good top hits, you know, station. They play all kinds of stuff. So that's www.crowresradio.com. Go check it out. Yeah. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be dope, man.
Don't forget our podcast.
And don't forget our podcast, man. Two Res Boys at One War Pony, man. A special shout out to everybody that has been sharing it this week. Mm-hmm. The last episode, bro. The last episode was probably, the best. Got the biggest hits. Everybody was just cracking up about freaking State Line. Oh, man. Some people were in their feels still, man. Really? Because, I don't know.
Because they're related to them?
Yeah, because they're related to them. And just because, you know, like, oh, we've been a fan. You think that you guys know them personally. But you don't. You don't. Hey.
Gee, you don't even know them personally. You just saw what we saw.
Yeah, exactly. But I haven't heard too much.
I feel like I know them personally, man, because they put it on Facebook.
Yeah, exactly.
I know them personally.
Man.
I know all of you personally because you've been putting all your shit on Facebook.
What do you think about people that air out their laundry on Facebook?
I fucking love it, bro, because I sit back and be like, damn, dude, he's about to fail. Look, he's about to fuck up his whole life, bro. Dang. I'm just kidding. No, yeah.
I was all like, oh, damn. That's knowledgeable, hey.
No,
like, how do you feel when people do that? And then do you think they do it to try to get a reaction or to make them feel
They need
better?
Pity, bro. They need pity, that. Yeah, they need that, man. Fucking poor baby. Aw, I swear, I don't live it.
Just leave him alone.
God. Either pick her or her sister. Which one? You can't have them both.
In this case, he did.
Damn.
Man.
Either you record one and have one hold it, or what?
Dang. That's the true definition of a homie hopper.
Damn.
Oh, man. But yeah, man, I think sometimes, you know, people use Facebook. A lot of the times when people have Facebook, their excuse is what? I only have it to keep in touch with people.
Yeah.
And then the people...
Because I'm a bad bitch.
And then the people that they keep in touch with, they have their phone numbers and they text them. So what's the difference of messaging somebody on Facebook versus texting somebody?
I don't know.
You don't know? I have no idea.
I don't know. I guess you want to show somebody how thoughtful you are, I guess.
Okay.
That you care. Uh-huh. I mean, you can... How can you do that without showing them, you know?
Yeah, and that's the same thing that goes for Snapchat, because I have friends that, I have friends that are on Snapchat that I have their numbers, but they would rather message me through Snap than to text me.
I think, well, I can probably relate to that because we've done that before.
Yeah, we've done that before.
But that's because, you know, because, like, you just get caught up in conversation to the point where you're like, oh, you're already in this conversation and this. And all of a sudden we're like, oh, shit, we're back to iMessaging. And then,
Yeah.
But I don't know. But then again, I don't know. Some people have different intentions. Ours is just because we fucking,
we're
right there.
Yeah, we forget.
We're right there.
That's how it is. Like, it's like I'm having two conversations about the same thing with the same person.
Yeah.
You know? And then usually, like, if they start doing that, I'll just be like, yo, you have my phone number. Why are you messaging me on Snap? Mm-hmm. You're messing up my data.
Yeah.
Hey! Yeah. Shout out to Sammy Ann with her 2 gigs out there. And that's why she doesn't...
Naked Mobile?
Yeah, Naked Mobile. And But shout out to Sammy Ann. We're going to start a GoFundMe for her so she can upgrade to unlimited.
Damn. Hey! Get fully naked.
Get fully naked. But yeah, I mean, I catch myself doing that sometimes too. Like, I message somebody on Snap and then I forget, like, oh man, I have their phone number. I don't know. For me, it's just easier just to text them than to have to.
I like the sounds.
Yeah. Because, you know, you guys are messing around with my data and, you know, I don't want to mess up my data. Hey.
Yeah, I don't know, man. For us, man, it's probably because I forget, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, like we share something and all of a sudden we start a conversation with that. And then I said, oh, shit. But then when we share something like on through the phone, we're in conversation with that either too, you know?
Yeah. But, kiss me through the phone.
Oh, shit.
Dang.
We played that last night.
Yeah, everybody was just in their feels. Freaking, it was good. Yeah. Good times, man. And on the way up there, man, it was good. It was a good conversation. I forgot the conversation that we were having, and it was about a story.
We were reminiscing.
We were reminiscing back to our days, man. Mm-hmm. It was too
story fun, time.
Man. Story time. Let's go, man. Story time.
So, I forgot which one. We were talking about two of them.
Yeah, we were talking about two of them. I just drew a blank, man.
What was it?
Man, I had it. It was in my mind, but it totally just fell out of my mind.
Oh! The pants. Waking up with no pants.
Oh, okay, okay. So we're kicking it with some homies, and when we went over to their place, they invited us over to their place, and you know, everybody was all having a good time, everybody was drinking and just having a good time, you know. Mm-hmm. And there was just one specific girl there that was just trying to press everybody. She was trying to press me, she was trying to press Bunny, she was trying to press the host. And she was trying to press the host's friend, too, as well. And, like, she was just trying to get in with anybody, man.
No respect.
No respect or nothing, no, man. And so, you know, I had to go. Hey! Yeah. I was like, oh, well. Hey, no, I was just joking, man. So
Mikey was like that dude that jumped in the grenade for everybody.
Yeah, there you go, man. Took one for the team, though. And then there was another guy. It was our homie that was there, and he was beyond drunk. He was gone. And you know, like this female went over to him and was just like, you know, talking to him. They're talking for a long time, and then next thing you know, they went missing. Mm-hmm. We couldn't find them. Everybody was in, you know, the living room and everything, and we're at a friend's house, and they were just like, you know, oh, you guys can sleep in this room. You guys can sleep in this room. So, you know, the room that me and Bunny chose, you know, it had two beds in there. Mm-hmm. It had two beds in there. So we went in there, and then I don't know about what time, man, did everything started to take place.
I think about two in the morning.
Yeah, about two in the morning. You know, we heard some noise. The homie was still gone. Mm-hmm. The homegirl was still gone. You know, apparently, I don't know what had happened, but the dude comes in to our room and he wakes us up and he's like, "Hey, you guys know where my pants is at?" He did not have any pants on, man. Did not have any pants on.
He's like, and "Where's that? Where's my pants?"
He's like, "Where's my pants?" And I'm looking at him like, "I don't know, man.
His shoes were still on, and the pants he was wearing were skinnies.
Yep, exactly.
So how did he get past the shoes,
man? I have no idea, man. That's some freaking witchcraft, man. Teeny-teeny got him, and when we came in, he was like, he was just like, have you guys seen my pants? He's standing there, freaking without no pants with his shoes on, and man, it was just funny, yeah, but that...
Yeah.
That morning, everybody, like...
We had breakfast. And it was awkward.
It was awkward, eh? Because we were just like, we don't know if we should say anything. And because he was still sitting there without his pants.
He was bamboozled, man.
Yeah, he was bamboozled, man. Just with his shoes on.
He was still sitting there.
It was like eggs, bacon. I think it was corned beef hash or something.
We had leftovers that were from the cookout.
Yep. Oh, man. It was too funny, man.
And he was eating. It was funny because we were eating donuts, too.
Yep.
And he was... He's about the only dude I know that eats a donut from the inside out.
Yeah.
If you have never seen that, man, go try it. Get a donut and eat it inside out.
He started from the rim first and worked his way out.
Dang. From the inside all the way around. Clockwise,
man.
He did it.
Clockwise, man.
But yeah, he was... That night was crazy, man. And
yeah, it was...
Some of the shit we do, man.
Oh, man, it's crazy, man. It's just... Some of the stories, and it's funny because people do. They do email us and they do contact us and be like, "Yo, is that story for real? Is that story true?" Yeah, everybody was laughing about that freaking sniff job one, man. Rough Riders anthem again, man. Mm-hmm. Freaking just.
He was pissed, man. Well, he didn't like her at first.
Yeah.
But then after the sniff job, he was like, "Fuck, man, I need to get into that." you know?
Yeah, I need to get in the sniff, the sniff game.
Yeah. Oh, the funny part was when they were like making out and shit, all of a sudden you hear, Mom. Mommy. Mommy.
Oh,
so shit.
That's too funny, man.
All the kids was on the porch.
All the boys looking. All you heard is just gravel shuffling around because they're outside. Oh, man. That's too funny. Yep. That is freaking
so
hilarious.
Back on the state line, what do you think?
Yeah. I don't know, man.
You know, they fix it?
I have no idea. I have no idea at all. I haven't seen any memes. My person that I go to for memes, she hasn't sent anything back, you know. I guess just the last post, I guess, when they were in Vegas and they were all three of them were in their room, you know, and I took a picture or whatever, but I don't know. It could be a backdated photo too as well. But man, I don't know, people were saying it was a hoax.
Doing it for. Well, I hope it is.
Yeah, but I hope it is. Yeah.
I hope. Because if it isn't, then...
Dang.
Everything we said was true.
Yep. Family reunions are going to be super weird and awkward. And birthday parties. Christmas.
So what do the kids say, you know? Like, how do they call each other? Like, you know what I mean?
That's my brother and cousin.
It's my auntie, but it's my mom.
Yeah, it's my auntie, but she's also my mom.
Well, I guess you're your mom no more, your auntie now.
Oh, man. Like, the kids are like, do I call you mom or auntie still?
Are you my Mayesh?
My Mayesh.
Or are you just my mom?
Oh, man. That is too funny, man. But yeah, it was a good podcast, man.
They're gonna remember this.
Yeah.
Do they ever think about it? I mean, do you think about the shit you do, like now, and how it's gonna affect your kids, man? Like later.
I don't.
Because I know my kids is like, I don't know, man. You know,
yeah.
Like if you told your kid and be like, oh man, there's that. It's gonna slip.
Yeah.
Oh, there goes that that dude used to be the lead singer, State Line, and. He was making a music video in his room. His mom, his wife walked in.
Yep.
And then those kids are gonna go to school with those kids and be like, "Oh man, your dad! I heard your dad was recording your auntie."
Dang, that's freaking. That's brutal, man.
Stepping on the beat.
Yeah, stepping on the beat.
Dude. Like, I don't know, man. I think as you get older, you kind of realize that, you know?
Yeah.
You realize the fact that what you do now, man. And I always tell my kids that what you do now is going to affect you in the future, you know? So be careful what you do, man. Yeah.
Not even that, what you say, too.
Yeah, what you say.
People will hold you accountable for what you say. People will remember what you say just so they can go back to that moment of, oh, this is what you said.
I knew it.
This is what you said. I knew it.
I told you so.
Yeah, I told you so. That's the other one too. Is I told you so. I told you that was gonna happen. I told you were gonna say that. Just because, you know, people do watch what you do. People do watch what you say, and they feel that they need to hold that against you. You know.
And yeah. If you can't see it, then just record it. Like
For evidence. For evidence. That was just evidence only.
So I'm just gonna blackmail you.
Damn. Anyway.
You better not tell my wife. Your sister.
Oh.
Don't tell your sister what we're doing. I'm gonna show her this video.
Damn. Reverse blackmail.
I'm gonna tell her you did this to me.
Oh.
I was passed out when he did it. He's all holding the phone.
Yeah, he's all holding the phone. Yeah, one of those neck holders. Remember the one that goes around your neck and holds your phone?
I was passed out. I didn't do it.
I didn't do it, man.
But yeah, he's all holding his phone.
He's all holding the phone. You can hear him in the background.
Dang, all you hear is breathing.
Yeah. Every once in a while.
Aw, dang.
Dang.
All over your face. Oh, dang. It's in your face.
Oh, man. Oh, and one of our listeners was actually
was there?
Yeah, she was there. Saw the whole thing. No, there were some of our listeners and followers were wanting to know what's been up with Leonard. and her Hastin and
Ralph. Oh, yeah, man. We got to go do that. We got to bring them back for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're buds now, man.
I think so.
Yeah. I don't know. Last we heard, we got to definitely check that out.
Yep. So we got an idea for a song, too, as well, like a song parody. When we were driving home last night, we were listening to R. Kelly, Usher, Same Girl.
Yeah.
You know, so we're going to try to do a Rez version of that.
Rez version, yeah.
Like a hardcore Rez version. And then it's going to be about State Line. We're going to call it State Line.
Yeah. We're going to call it Line State.
Line State. State Line, oh man.
It's called Line State.
Line State, yeah. But I do got a shirt coming out. It's going to say State Line versus Everybody. No. So if you guys want one, you guys want to purchase one, man, hit me up. It's going to be funny. Yeah. It's,
the back of it's going to be against all odds.
Yeah, against all odds.
Record it if you got it.
Hey, dang. Yeah. Girls gone wild, huh? Man, is that even still around?
Nah, I think that was just like... I don't know. It was kind of stupid.
Yeah, it was stupid.
If you bought it, then you're stupid. Because
volume 12. Girls Gone Wild.
Girls Gone Wild.
We should do a Rez Girls Gone Wild one of these days.
Yeah, I know. I already have. I think we know like at least five of them.
Yeah,
already.
Five of them already made the cut. Yeah, you
made
the
cut.
In there.
We just have to record it.
Yeah, we just got to record it. And it's always you every weekend too.
Yeah. Every time you know who you are.
Yeah. Oh man, that is too hilarious. Man. We're just joking.
We're gonna leave you there with it, so that way, whoever all we know, they're gonna be like, "Is it me?
Is it me?
Is it me? Are you talking about me?
Man,
I bet you you're talking about me, huh?
Yeah. How do you feel when people say that? Like, and it's not even about them.
You tell them it is about them. Fuck it.
There you
know,
go.
If they feel like it, the shoe fits, man, fuck wear it. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. Because
if you don't like the color, then I'm sorry.
Dang.
You know.
Yeah. Because I've had stuff on my snap where like I'm just thinking out loud. Yeah, and I'm just like. Oh, I'm going to post this or whatever. And automatically, man, I get messages from people like, oh, is that about me? Is that about me? And it's like, fuck, you know, and not everything is about you,
yeah. You
know? And it's just hard, man. People read into stuff a whole lot and, you know, automatically, the world doesn't revolve around you, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. I usually tell them, you know, if the shoe fits, man, if it...
Yeah. If it's hurting your feelings...
If it feels like it is about you, maybe it is,
there
you know?
You go. If it's hurting your feelings,
if you wanna...
making you think, like, oh, man, this guy's talking about me, then maybe it is.
Yeah. Little did they know we were sitting outside of a city market.
Yeah, city market, looking at everybody.
Looking at everybody, like, fuck.
Like, dang, that's just that person right there.
Yeah,
typing about it, man. But...
Why do you gotta walk together holding each other like that?
Penguin walk. Bear walk.
Or the grandma's like tossing the water in while he's on her phone.
Oh, yeah. Yep, exactly.
Putting the water in.
Jeez, man. If you're making your grandma work out there, then shame on you.
Yeah, yeah.
Chaney. Hey! I'm just joking. Oh, dang. I'm just joking. It's all just jokes, man. She's gonna come through the mic and strangle us.
Yep.
Witchcraft.
Oh,
that's too hilarious, man. But other than that, man, everything's going good. Like we said, you know, last week we didn't record a podcast because it was busy.
Oh, it was busy, man. Really, really busy. We retired. We were, God, man, I was in jail. And
yeah. Over here in Shiprock.
I'm using this podcast to vent all my laundry, so.
So it's going to be like a 3-hour.
Yeah, so when you guys know me, you guys know me. By the end of the podcast.
Dang, inside and out.
Hell, you guys know what I do during sex, so fuck it.
Why stop
there?
There you go, dang. Yeah. That's honesty right there,
fucking
man.
Fucking A. Got nothing to hide.
That's totally honest.
Because if I hide something, man, you guys will use it against me, so I might as well just let everybody, you know.
Yeah. Have you ever, like, almost got blackmailed for anything like that? Like,
Yeah, but then I go into, like, survival mode to where, like, I need to find something on them, you know? And I usually do, you know? And it's paybacks. And then I was like, oh, you know what? Erase your video. And I erased mine.
Oh, dang. That's too bad.
Same time, man. Same time.
Yeah. Revenge so cold, huh?
Yeah. Dang. No, I don't know, man. I never really... I try not to put myself in that situation, you know?
Yeah.
So it's very hard, but it's doable, you know?
Yeah. Has anybody ever tried to, though? Like, trying to blackmail you.
Oh yeah, bro. Yeah. You know, like I think either they want what you got, you know, somehow one way or another they want to try and get it, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the only way is to like record a video and be like, I'm gonna tell your sister.
Make sure this is your sister. Mm-hmm. Man, I think that happened to me once, but
what happened?
It wasn't even just you know, with my ex and everything. Mm-hmm. One of her friends was just like, "Oh, I saw you over here. I'm gonna tell her. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't, whatever. You know."
Yeah.
And I was just like, "That's fine with me. You know, she's ex for a reason. I'm not accountable to her anymore. Mm-hmm. You know." I was just trying to
go ahead, tell her. I don't care.
Yeah, go ahead, tell her. I don't care. Yeah, that's what it went to, but. Man, if you're out there, if you're using that tactic, blackmail, to try to get somebody.
Yeah, ew, get away.
Ew, get away. If you are.
Do you ever feel like you would like to just fucking say what you want? I mean, what if we were in a world like that, bro? Like,
you say what you want?
Say what the fuck you want, yeah.
Oh, man, we do.
Because then you'd be an asshole then.
Yeah, that's true. But what makes you an asshole if you're just being honest? You know? Like, I mean.
Ew, you fucking bitch, hey, get away!
I'm fucking busted ass, man.
Good, you gonzo nose ass. You fucking, you ugly bitch.
Oh, man, but that's just being honest, though. I mean, like.
Or it could be the other way around, huh?
It could be the other way around, too, man.
Girls would be like, oh, you're so nasty.
Yep.
Do me.
Do I make you honey, baby? Oh, man.
But yeah, dude, it'd be crazy, huh? You just, I don't know. Sometimes you just want to say that to somebody and just be like, get the fuck away from me. God damn.
And that's what we say, too. Like if we see something that's busted up.
Or we hear a story. Yeah, or we hear what we're going through. Yeah, and we just say it. Like what we should have said. for instance, when Mikey's DJing, man, he's in the zone. And the last thing he needs is, like, people around him, and it's usually women.
Yeah.
And some of them are attractive, some of them aren't.
Mm-hmm.
And half the time, he's just really nice, man. You know, giving them customer service. And I'm sitting there like, damn, I just feel like going up to him and be like, get the fuck away from the fucking table.
And the funny
you
part,
fat bitch.
And the funny
your
thing,
stomach is hitting turntable.
Your stomach's hitting your turntable. Your stomach hit pause.
I'd be like, damn, man, Mikey,
you scratch it
real good. And it's her fucking belly just fucking turning the table.
Laughing in it. Everybody's feeling like, damn, that's a good mix. That's her stomach.
And she's just standing there breathing.
Yeah, he's just standing there breathing.
But for real, dude, like, so what if we were in a world that we could just say what we want?
Oh, that would be
one of them. Would just be like, God, get the fuck away from my fucking table.
Okay, true story. This is when I was DJing once.
A while back.
So.
Just in case you guys are like recently and did it. This was a while back.
So I was DJing. And at this time, mm-hmm. I was DJing on my turntable, you know? And this one girl, she's a big girl. I'm telling you, she's a big girl. I'm not trying to be mean or anything, but she's a big girl.
Drunk.
And she was drunk, you know? And she came over, and she was just like, oh, my gosh, I like the way you DJ. I like the songs that you're playing and stuff like that. So she was just behind the booth, and she was just like, you know, just one of those types that were like, oh, if I stand behind the booth, I'm cool, you know? Mm. And next thing you know, I was looking for the next song to transition. And next thing you know, all I heard was like, wah, 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 from the turntable. Mm. And she was like, her bid was literally on the turntable, allowing the vinyl to stop and play. And the needle, just because, you know, like that, like how it was, like, I guess you could say, like her stomach was on the turntable. Mm-hmm. It was like, it wasn't spinning correctly.
Mm-hmm.
The needle was jumping. So all you could hear was like, bah, 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 bah. And I was like, what the heck is that? I started checking my mixer, started checking the chords, and I forgot that she was standing beside me because she was like, oh, I want, you know, is it okay if I just vibe back here? I was just like, whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was checking the table. I was like, wow, what is that noise? You know, all you hear is like that, you know? And next thing you know, I looked over to her, and her stomach is on the turntable. Her stomach.
her lips all pointed up. Looking down, half asleep. Trying to breathe.
Yeah, and then at the same time, I thought, you know, I was just like, man, this is a good mix too, you know, because it was slowing down and it sounded like it was chopped and screwed, you know. But it was just her bit on the turntable, man.
It was pork chop and skewered. pork chop and skewered.
And then finally, I noticed like her stomach was on a turntable. And I had to tell her. I was like, can you move away from that turntable?
There's not much room in the back there. So if you tell her to move, she just made it worse. Yeah.
So I had to tell her not to. You know, I told her, I was like, you can't be back here. You know, it's against my contract, or whatever, to have people behind me or whatever. You know, so it was funny, man. Like her bid was on the turntable. I thought it was a good mix, you know, but then again, you can hear the needles up, like, whoa, 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 you know?
And that's when you just, you know, want to say what you have to
say. That was
get the fuck away from me, you fat bitch!
Bitch, move!
You fucking up my mix! Yo, Blau, you're fucking up my mix!
Hey, Blau, quit bumping into the motherfucking table!
I'm trying to mix!
Yeah. Oh, there you go. That's too funny, man. But your bid was on the turntable. You had to tell her to leave. And then next thing
and
you
again,
know,
this was a long time ago.
Long time ago, man. Like,
long time ago.
Yeah, so, if you guys.
Like last night?
If you guys happen to do that when I was DJing, then we're talking about you.
If you were ever back there, we're talking about you.
Yeah, if you were. But, no, I mean,
it could have been me. I don't know. I was
not,
back there.
Yeah, you know, I'm not exaggerating, man. But yeah, she was a big girl, you know, and I was like, man, can you give me my space, you know?
Again.
Oh, man.
Get the fuck away from me right now.
Ew. It's like that one time when I was DJing at No Worries and Zoe was making it snap. Zoe was making it snap and you know, he was being cool and everything and he started scratching on the side that I was playing music to. Oh, it was funny. Yeah, he was behind the DJ booth and he was making a snap.
His fucking snap on his face.
Yeah.
You know when you bust your kid catch him doing something like they were not supposed to do, he had that same face, man. He was just like, oh shit.
Yeah. I hear it was like
Mike's like, oh shit, hey.
Oh, not that one, man. I was playing that. Oh, that is so memory, man.
But yeah, man.
Yep.
Funny. So as a I'm sorry, man, we're all over the place.
Yeah, we're all over the place. We're freestyling it today, so.
Yeah. A phase, man. Being fathers.
Mm-hmm.
What was the weirdest thing, or what's weird for you as your kid gets older?
I think for me personally.
Well, you have daughters.
For me personally, I think it's just letting my daughter know about guys, what they want, the only thing that they want, and you know, that conversation, man, is just like because when I tell her. Oh, this is what girls. This is what guys want. This is all they're after. Some guys, that's all they're after.
That's what girls want.
Yeah. The way, and she's looking at me like, so are you in that category? You know, and it's hard, man. It's hard because even though I feel like I'm not in that category because I don't chase people, I don't, you know, like whatever, like that, you know. It's hard, you know. So I try to live by example with her, and she watches everything that I do. Always has something to say about everything that I do, you know, and it's all positive. I think
she would relate more to her mom about feminine stuff, you know what I mean? Or has she ever like came to you for something and then
she has, and
you're
I
like,
had
what
to,
the fuck?
Yep. I was put in that position and I felt like I was in the corner trapped, you know,
didn't know
what. Yeah, but I just had to be honest with her, you know. I just had to be honest with her, and just if you guys know me, you know, like know me, like there's absolutely no secrets between me and my daughter. Like, you know, we tell each other everything. Like, she's like my best friend or whatever, you know. But yeah, like it was hard. I remember some conversations about, you know, being a female that I had to talk to her about, and some of the stuff that we did talk about that's female related. You know, I tried to get her mom involved, and I was like, yo, can you tell her? Because not that I'm uncomfortable, I just don't want to give false information to as well, you know. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, I think the scariest thing for me is when she does eventually start dating.
Yeah,
you know, we're guys. Yeah. You know, and yeah, so what about you, man?
So, I have a daughter, mm-hmm. 16. She, you know, congratulations.
Oh yeah,
Sugar.
Yeah, yeah.
Her name is McKaylee. Nickname is Sugar, and she goes by Sugar. And she passed, man. She got a driver's license.
Heck yeah, man. Heck
16
yeah.
years old, man. So proud of her right now.
That's awesome, man.
What's weird is that, you know, you get to watch them grow into that, you know?
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, 1 minute. You know, I was walking with her. You know, she wouldn't walk down the, you know, Walmart easily without holding my hand.
Yeah.
Now she's driving on her own, you know? And
man,
it's just weird, you know?
Yeah.
And then another thing came up, man, because now I got a teenage boy who's like a year up. Yeah. He's in the puberty.
Yeah.
Puberty. Reaching the state, man. Deep voice and everything. And he, you know, as a guy, he does have questions, you know, and we joke about it. Well, me and Cassie, man, we just give him so much shit, you know, because he's growing. And my kids, man, they can take jokes, man. They're really funny like mm-hmm. that. And just, you know, just being who I am, you know. And one of the questions my son asked me, you know, and was like, when can I have a girlfriend, you know?
Yeah.
And you would think I would have said, damn, boy, run through them, man, fuck it, you know? But yeah. I didn't. I was like, dude, get yourself a degree first, man. Make sure that you're set before you can make this other woman feel comfortable, or a girlfriend, you know?
Yeah.
You can provide for her the way that you need to. And so it was a long talk, man. We talked about that, you know? And
yep.
Just having to have that conversation with your kids, man, as they grow, it's like, dude, like, how did we do it? You know, like, as a parent, you know, how do we do all that? So if you guys are out there and you guys got teenage kids, man, you know, big up to all of us, man. Yeah. We're trying to do what we can to.
Oh, no, hope I don't fall.
Yeah. Well, that's weird.
Yeah, that's super crazy, man. I mean, like,
yeah, dude.
Like, so talking about the whole, like, I guess, prepping mm-hmm. or whatever, when you got married or whatever, what was your plan? Like, how did you prepare for that?
First of all, I was like, man, fucking income tax is gonna be fucking bomb.
I can't wait for that, huh?
Oh, yeah, fucking benefits, bro.
Damn.
And I love her. Damn. I didn't prepare, bro.
Well,
I guess, man, like, I think we planned, you know, we did some planning and mm-hmm. we thought about it before we even did it, you know, but I think it has to take teamwork, you know,
mm-hmm.
and if you don't have the right team player with you, it ain't gonna work, you know. You guys ain't gonna score no fucking points.
No points.
And then you guys end up just arguing and you guys are just playing each other again, you know, so, yeah, wow, damn, dude, that's a badass philosophy right there.
Yeah.
If you ain't got the right team member, bro, you ain't going nowhere. You ain't no shots, nothing.
There you go, man. And then that's when you cock back.
Mm-hmm.
And then she flew across the room. You're all like, Mortal Kombat.
That's when you cock back and let her have it, man. Oh. So you fucking missed.
That's too funny, man. I think for me, like when I was getting prepared for marriage, like my dad, you know, my dad sat down and talked with me, and he was just like, you know, make sure, because it's gonna change after this, you know. Mm-hmm. And he was just the main thing that I took from that was make sure that you have at least $5,000 in your savings or your checking. You have a running vehicle, and you have a place to call home. Mm-hmm. If you're in an apartment, that's temporary.
Establish yourself.
So those were like the three things. Those were like the three things that stuck with me, and you know, and I told my daughter that. I said, "This is what your grandpa told me to do." Before actually stepping into marriage, and I did it, man. You know, like when we officially were married, I had a house, had my own vehicle, had two vehicles, and, you know, had more than enough stacked up in the bank, you know, and kept it that way, and it was one of those good moments, you know, taking it in from my dad. And if you guys know, you know, like I wasn't always close with my dad. I'm the oddball in the family, man. Mm-hmm. You know, like everybody goes right, I go left.
What about me?
What about me?
What about me?
What about me? Care more about me?
You don't give a goddamn about me.
You had me locked up.
Shout out to Bob, man. All you Bob motherfuckers out there. I know it ain't your dad. It ain't your first name. Gonna be your last, man.
I know you guys are just trying to have a little one time in your life.
Remember though, man.
Yeah, but you
almost got to rape her. Just fuck. Oh, dude, we were talking about that. Me and Cassie.
Yeah, about rape.
Fucking role play.
He did.
Role play. I didn't know if she was serious or not.
It's always actually happening.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Fucking A, man. She took a little serious, man, because yeah. I was hurting.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure what that's no. like.
I was like, let's role play rape, man. I'm thinking I was going to be the one, you know? Yeah. Shit, fuck no, man. She was raping my ass. She's like, nah, bitch.
Don't say anything, alright? Oh, we're not condoning it. We're already rumors. This is what they said.
He said something about making it feel good. Getting raped. Yeah, no.
Oh, dang.
But we're talking about like the movie on how Bob, I don't know, I think we mentioned this, but Bob was in prison, right? Was already, mm-hmm. and Richie was what, 16 years old?
Yeah.
Right? And his best friend or the girlfriend at the time was also probably 16 or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So she was young age when he was doing that.
So he's a pedophile.
Yeah, bro.
He was a freaking pedophile. He couldn't have been like at least over 21, right?
He was in prison.
He was in prison. Yeah. Oh, so he's about 30 then, huh?
So he's probably up there. He was up there.
Dang, man.
So, yeah.
Anything can happen in California.
The barrio.
Yeah. The barrio.
Oh, San Bernardino.
San Bernardino.
Yeah, but now we were talking about that. It was crazy, huh?
Man, yeah.
Let me think about it. So pay attention to your movies, yeah. man.
Yep, heck, that's crazy, man. Yeah, that's what I took from my dad, you know, mm-hmm. and was just being prepared. So and I told that to my daughter too. It was like, you know, it's like being in a relationship, like a friendship relationship or, mm-hmm. you know, boyfriend girlfriend relationship, you have responsibilities. And I always
fucking rape, I stole my mind, man.
And this is what I told my daughter, because
excuse me.
I told her, you know, I was like, no boyfriends all through high school or whatever. And I said, you want to know why? And she was like, why? I said, when he's taking you out to dinner, I said, who's paying for it? And then she was like, he is. And I said, no. I said, his mom and dad. I said, his mom and dad is still giving him money, you know? Mm-hmm. His mom and dad is still financially supporting him. So basically, his mom and dad is paying for your meal. You know, and I tell my daughter, you know, find a guy that's going to, you know, use his own money, not necessarily saying, oh, he has to pay all the time, but just being a gentleman, you know? Because a lot of kids nowadays that are dating middle school,
high school, understand.
They don't know that, you know? They're like, oh, we're going to go out for ice cream or whatever, but they're getting that money from their mom and dad, you know? It's not like they earned it. It's not like they worked or whatever. Their mom and dad just gave them money, and So he's taking you out. And I'm saying that because I did that.
So all you that I took out on a date, my mom and dad paid for it.
My mom and dad paid for it, but you know what? I got money now.
But that, I mean, that's one of the topics was like, as a father, as a parent, you know, like the difference between raising a daughter, you know, because I know my daughter probably talks to Cass, you know, like about other stuff that I don't even know about. But, you know, it's stuff that a woman can relate to, you know, and so, you know, I can't say anything, you know.
If you don't have the answers, Google it. Yeah, ask Siri.
Yeah. Just go past that state line video. You don't need to see that one.
Yeah. You already got it saved anyways. Yeah. Man, but... Yep, good parenting. If you guys out there, you know, you guys are in the same situation too as well, email us. Let us know how you do it. Let us know.
TwoResBoys@gmail.com.
Let us know some questions, you know, that your kids ask you, you know, whether you have sons or daughters or, you know. But, man, that brings on to another topic, man, as far as emails. Everybody's asking us when our next giveaway is and what our next giveaway is going to be. It kind of spilled the beans, you know. We're going to be giving away some AirPods.
AirPod Pros.
So you guys got to follow the rules, all right? I'm going to say it slow. Follow the rules. What's going to be, how could they be entered into this?
Same thing. Email. Through the email.
Email us. Tell us either a craziest story or...
Your favorite podcast.
Your favorite podcast. What episode, what time we said this and that and what we said. And you guys will be entered. So please,
even if it's something that you didn't like, you know, we want to hear that too, man. We're not about
feedback. Yep,
we want that feedback of like you guys saying, "I don't think you guys should mention this," and I don't think you know. So that way we can email back or talk about you on the podcast. And just say, fuck you!
Shut the hell up, man!
Get the fuck away from me!
We're gonna email you back. Ew.
Oh, this one's negative.
Yeah.
Skip.
Yeah. Oh, man. This is a funny. Skip. God.
Oh, this one's telling us what to do again.
Oh, man. That is too.
But hilarious. No, man. We're good, man. We're all about fun. We handle, we handle criticism pretty good, too, you know. So, you know, we just ask that you guys be respectful, you know?
Yeah. And like we've always said.
And we're respectful in a certain way, you know? Yeah. We're just joking, man. We laugh about shit.
Yeah,
man.
It's all jokes. And you guys, a lot of people forget that this is an entertainment podcast. This is comedic
entertainment podcast. We're just like...
And we share stories of the stuff that we went through with our friends and stuff. And we always ask our friends before, you know, hey, we're going to share this story or, you know, can we talk about this on the podcast? And all the time it's always, yeah. Because we keep it anonymous, you know. We're not going to blast anybody and say, oh, this is what they did or whatever, because we're talking about rumors, you know. We get permission before we actually talk about stories like that. And, you know, so it's...
And they'll ask us, hey, man, you got to share the story. Yeah. And then they'll tell us, and we just laugh, and we're like, dude, that's a good one, man. Yeah.
Or even friends that we've hung around with and you know, got into some shenanigans. Like, we forget some of the stories, and then they remind us, hey, remember when this happened? You guys should talk about it on the podcast. We're like, oh, dang, yeah, I forgot about that. And, it's like the homie walking out with no pants, just his shoes on.
He was like waking us up.
Skippies,
man. You know, and homeboy didn't wear briefs or it was just
Mando, man.
He's like, Where's my pants?
Where's my pants?
Dude was zoned out at the table, dude. No pants on.
Yeah, he was just.
And then we
didn't want to say anything. Everybody's just like eating. Like it was normal.
He didn't even have a plate. He had like a paper towel with like shit on it, man. Yeah. And he was picking at it like zoned out, like his shirt was like covering his knees. It was like stretched over his knees.
That was too late.
And we were just talking, and he starts chiming in on some conversations. And we're like, dude, where's your pants? coming in like you're fucking. We're talking about news too, yeah. You know, like just some updates and shit. And he goes, you know what I heard, man? I heard, you know, I was just like, dude, I heard you ain't got no pants on, bro.
I heard shit, you're still pantsless right now. You're still butt naked sitting on this chair, man.
Every time he went to like fix himself, you could hear that. Yeah.
I was like, dang, you better check your cheeks, man. I got a splinter or burn on it.
And to this day, man,
I can, when I see him, I still picture him like that.
And we do we have an idea what happened to his pants?
Yep, we have an idea. Yeah. Even though he denies it and he says that, oh, I was drunk, and but no. We know.
Because she's the one that found them.
Yep, exactly.
Nobody knew where they were.
Yep.
Except for her. Mm-hmm. She found them.
She was using it as a pillow.
Yeah. She really threw her legs around her neck like a scarf. So look what I found.
Yeah, a couple of goals. She was trying to put it on, wear it out.
She's the one that pulled it out of her room. Remember? She's like, I found them.
Yeah, she's like, I found them. I was like, yep, you sure did.
You were the one that pulled them off. Now my man's sitting here, no pants on.
No pants, freaking eating shivering.
A donut. Shivering. So after he finds his pants, we get chased out. Yeah.
What a, you remember? Before, man, tell it, man.
So the host, man, he was like, just like kicking us out, or he was trying to be nice about it.
Trying to be nice.
All he could have done was just say, "Hey, man, y'all gotta leave now." You know? And we left. We could have left.
Yep. And we did.
But he walked around telling everybody, "Like, dude, my mom's coming. You gotta leave." Yeah. Dude, my mom's coming. You guys gotta go.
And me and Buddy were sitting there eating breakfast, and we thought it was a joke.
Yeah, like, we laughed.
Yeah, we laughed,
and then we're just sitting there eating.
We kept eating. After we were done eating, we're just sitting there talking, you know, watching videos on our phone and everything. And then he comes back out again.
Yeah.
And he says the same thing. Oh, you guys got to go. My mom's coming.
I said, what the? This is your fucking house, bro.
Man, this is your house, man. How are you going to tell us that your mom's coming and kick us out? And so me and Buddy just kind of looked at each other like, is he being serious? You know, and we're just like, oh, okay, we'll go then.
So we leave. And as we're leaving, he goes, can you guys take these? And it was like, all the drinks
that were happening that we didn't finish and everything. He comes out and he's just like, Hey, can you guys take this?
Can you guys take this?
My mom's gonna be here. Like, you're a grown ass man, and you're
fuck, man.
Oh, that was too.
So funny, we were heading back to Shiprock with just trash.
Yeah, just trash and beer and everything. We're just like, what the heck, man? It was funny, man.
So if you got friends like that, if you still use that as a just tell motherfuckers to leave. Yeah, just, hey, man, you guys got to go, bro.
When we left, we were just laughing, man. We were cracking up laughing. We're like, man, at least, I mean, you could have just told us, like.
Dude, I've never been kicked out like that since I was, nine, bro. Yeah,
exactly, man.
I was 9 years
after
old.
After school, man. Going over to my friend's house playing Nintendo, and his mom's coming back. He's like, oh, we got to leave. My mom's coming back.
Climb out the window.
Oh, that was too funny, man. It was one of the funniest moments, man.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, man. I don't know what else to say, man.
Yeah. Like we said, man, this was just a freestyle topic and everything. Yeah. And we got some guests that are going to be on. If you guys know who Brandon Tortocini is, Navajo Native Ninja, he was on a couple of episodes. Going to be interviewing him. And then also Corey Medina. If you guys don't know who that is, Corey Medina and Brothers, go check out YouTube, type that in, iTunes and everything. He's a really good friend of mine. Gonna be interviewing him too. And don't forget, man, to cop that new album from Superman dropping soon. Medicine Bundle, April 11th. Tune in to Shave 45 at 6:00 p.m. The new release of All Right, it's gonna be dropped, man. It's a dope song. Also, Mama's Prayer, man. Mama's Prayer is a heartfelt song. Man, every time I listen to it, sounds good, man. Just want to cry because I love my mama, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And if you guys still got your mamas with you, man, your dads, give them a hug, man. Yep. Give them a kiss. Love them. You know, because they won't be around for quite a while, you know, for long. So keep that going, you know?
Yep.
Keep that going. And if you guys got some shit on your mind against your family, man, go squash that shit, man.
Yeah, because there you go. It's not worth it. It's not worth it at all.
You just don't know what'll happen to that person tomorrow, you know? And you don't want to have that regret, bro. Yeah, that just like, ah, I should have said this. I should have done this.
Man,
I shouldn't have left it like that.
That's tough.
Always be the bigger person and go back and apologize whether the person that wants to take it or not. At least you did your part by saying, hey, I feel bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know? There you go.
So.
Just be good human beings, you know? Mm-hmm. Be good people. I know it's hard sometimes. People get on your nerves. Things get on your nerves. Life happens, but that's just life.
Yeah.
You know, just be.
It's good to vent, man. Yeah. But you know, be vented to somewhere where it's not gonna bounce around anywhere, man. Yeah. You know. And we vent on here because we know it's gonna get tangled and twisted by the time it gets to you, whatever it is we're talking to. You know,
yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Regardless of what we say, man, it's just jokes, man.
Yeah. And always remember, man, be accountable for your actions. If you said it, you know, own up to it. If you mm-hmm. did it, own up to it. It's just
yeah, don't be one of those, man.
You know,
like
making excuses. Oh, it's because of this. I heard, whatever, you know, just own up to it, man. Be good humans. That's all you gotta do, man. And
if you're not for sure, man, just be like, hey man, this is what I heard, you know,
yeah.
And then To you, or to anybody, and then yep. if they say, nah, man, that's not even true, man.
Yeah.
Let me tell
yeah.
you what happened, you know?
Yeah, and that's what breaks a lot of friendships up,
yeah.
man. It breaks a lot of friendships up
mm-hmm.
because you didn't take authority and go to that person and be like, hey, yo. I mean, me and you, we do that,
mm-hmm.
you know? When
mm-hmm.
we have the same friends,
yeah.
We have the same circle, and then, you know, when somebody asks, you know, is Mike okay or whatever, you know, like, Bunny always comes to me and he's like, hey, man, are you good? You know, because so-and-so said this or whatever. And that's just good friendship and good communication, man.
Or if I don't know, I usually say, what do I say? Just call him.
Yeah. Bunny would just call me and you know, talk about it and everything.
Yeah.
It's not like I get mad or anything, be like, hey, oh, yo, it's my business or whatever.
You heard
know?
You talk behind my back.
Yeah, heard you talk behind my back. Snagged out somebody.
Yeah. I heard you said I was snagging out somebody.
Yeah. just be good people, man. Good people.
Yeah.
Practice.
Don't pass it, bro. Like, if you don't know either, man, and you get the information,
yeah.
just be like, hey,
I don't know.
Maybe you should go call him
yeah,
and
exactly.
get it from him, because I don't know, man. Because.
Yeah.
That's the worst, to be caught up in the middle of that
yeah,
bullshit, you know?
Yeah, man, that's the worst.
So every time that I get that, man, I usually be like, yeah, man, you should call him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you call him.
Because mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on, really. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's things that Mikey tells me. There's things that, you know, I tell him. There's things I don't tell him. There's things that Mikey doesn't tell me. And so sometimes I don't know half the story what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
And then when we get the information, because, you know, our friends are all mutual. I usually be like, oh, man, I don't know, man, go call him.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Call him. And then they don't. They don't want to call. That's what's fucked up is that, dude, they're asking the questions about that certain somebody,
mm-hmm.
and then you tell them, yeah, man, go give him a call. Nah, man, I don't want to call him. Well, what the fuck? You know, you want me to say something.
Yeah.
So you can go over there and be like, oh, fucking Bunny said this, or
yeah,
Mikey said that.
Exactly.
Nah, man. That just tell them to go call that person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's better to get it, you know, hear from the
adults. Be adults.
Hear from the horses. Is that what they call it? Hear from the horse's mouth?
Hear from the horse's mouth, man.
Yeah.
That way I can tell you it's not true.
He's got a microphone. If it's a stud, he's got a microphone. You can talk in that motherfucker all day.
Yeah, like Joe Dirt, man.
Mm-hmm.
I got a mic right here. I got a backup. And does it like feedback.
Yeah.
Hey.
Like a war pony?
Yep.
Our war pony, man, has a microphone. Every morning he hits his belly with it.
Yeah. Stomach's on a turntable.
And you know, another life lesson too, man. If you're too big to stand behind the DJ booth, please don't.
Yeah. Because you're gonna push me into the turntable too as well.
Yeah, but other than that, man, you guys are the best. Sorry for the late one week podcast.
Yeah, I know everybody was hurting for it. And
but we're natives, man. Yeah. We're Navajos. We ain't got time. We got native time. So you guys should know, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I hope you guys all got your stickers, man. I hope you guys got your shoes.
Yeah, man.
Heck yeah. We're going to do another giveaway. Like we said, we haven't figured out what, but we're thinking AirPod Pros, you know. Yeah, AirPod Pros. And I don't want to hear that they're fake because you know what?
Because they are.
Fucking TJ Maxx.
Oh, man. Yeah. And speaking of like shirts and stickers and stuff like that, man, go check out Tribal Revival Clothing. Respect our land. Order. Get your orders in, man. It's taking off, bro. It's been a busy.
Yeah, emailed for some stickers, man. Yeah, I sent a bunch out again. So if you guys want some more, man, if you guys would like some, email us to resboys@gmail.com with your address, your name, so we can mail it out there to you. Appreciate the listening. Appreciate everything, man. The love, support, you know. And again, please don't take what we say
to heart.
To heart, man, because we don't even take it to the heart, mm-hmm. man. Half the time we're just saying this shit because it's funny, you know. Mm-hmm. And it happened to us, bro. Like, it's not happening to anybody else but us. Mm-hmm. And, but you guys, if you guys want to share your stories, man, we get to say, oh, hey, man, we're not alone, man.
Yep.
I guess there's some other fools out there, too, that do the same shit, you know.
Some shenanigans.
Shenanigans, yeah, man. Or Genie struck at you, you know.
Oh, man, yep, there you go, man.
So
you got a scary story to tell, bro. That you told me.
Which one?
About that thing that was looking at you.
Oh yeah, man. So I went to the male bathroom, right? Yeah. There was a hole in one of the stalls, and it said, you know, look through for your future. Little did I know that Mikey was next to me. We're both looking at each other.
I was like, damn, my future is money.
You got nice eyes.
Yeah.
Damn, your eyes are so close.
Oh, my goodness. That's freaking funny, man.
Oh, no, man. Scary stories, man. Send them in, man.
Send them in.
We want to hear it, man. If you want me or Mikey to narrate it, man, the way that we truly best that we could.
Yep.
We'll definitely narrate it, you know. We'll make it non-scary, I guarantee you.
Yeah.
Because we're always goofing off about it. Because some of the stories we do hear that are scary, we're like, holy shit, you know. What were you doing at 3 o'clock at night?
Why are we out this late?
First of all, why is... are we at Morgan Lake this late?
Yeah. Ew.
Is it supposed to look like that?
Why is it so spicy?
Stepping on the beat.
Stepping on the beat. Oh, man. But thank you guys so much. Yeah, man. Thank you guys so much for rocking with us, listening to the podcast, downloading it, sharing it, all that good stuff, man. Shout out to everybody again. Jer Bear, Zoe, the Groats. Who else listens, man? Shaney, Carla.
You.
Yep, you.
And most of all, you, of course, and you.
And you right there, picking your nose right now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You.
Freaking flick it at somebody.
And, you know, and the night shift workers, y'all are the best.
Oh, man, the night shift workers, man. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we get you guys through your night a little easier, you know, and you guys enjoying your laughs. Man, I love it when people, when they respond, you know, when they message us and they respond to us, they're just like, man, your podcast got me through the night. You know, it's encouragement, man. It's good encouragement, man. I love
it. So, you know, if you're working at night, you know, yeah, look over your shoulder right now.
I bet you there's going to be that one on his own nose, even look over.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah. Shh. Watch. Mike. Shh. Yeah, young man in the corner over there. He's
looking at you. He's
looking at you. He probably wasn't you.
We're going to get an update from Leonard Hastin.
Yeah, and most definitely, man.
Ralph Ray. Ralph Thursday, man. Again, shout out to everybody, man. It's just rocking with us, man. We love you guys. We appreciate you guys. As long as you guys are listening, we're going to keep making these podcasts and, you know, telling you guys stories. And again, you know, if you guys are going through something, let us know. Hit us up before you guys do anything. If not, go to betterhelp.com. They help you guys out. And, you know, live life to the fullest. Enjoy life, you know, and...
Respectfully.
Respectfully. You guys are a blessing. You guys don't know, but you guys are a blessing. You're a blessing to us because you guys do listen. You guys do tune in. So we're doing this for you guys. It's to make you guys happy. well, not happy, but to give you guys a little bit of hope. There is hope out there.
There is, man. And if you can't find it, then I don't know what to tell you.
Shit, maybe, out of luck, man.
Then you should have thought about it before you even did it.
Dumbass.
Fucking stupid. Yeah. Get the fuck away from me.
I hear it. All
right, man. Y'all take care, bro.
You guys have a good day, man.
Peace, man.